Lesson 10, The Wedding. No cutting corners for this one. Page 96. Getting your feet wet. 1. Your teacher will assign you a partner or group. Tell your partners about marriage or wedding customs in your country. Try to answer some of the following questions in your discussion. Do the man and woman usually decide to become engaged by themselves? Do they usually get permission from their parents first? Do people often have long engagements before they get married? What kind of wedding is most typical? Do people go to a church, temple, shrine, or other religious place for the ceremony? What do the bride and groom wear? Does a party or celebration follow the ceremony? Describe it. Who pays for the wedding? What kinds of presents are given to the couple getting married? 2. Look at the photo in your book. Where are these people, and what are they doing?
Janet and her husband have just returned home from a wedding. Janet is talking to the babysitter.
How was the wedding?
It was just beautiful. The ceremony started almost an hour late, though. I don't know why.
No wonder you came home so late. Maybe the bride or groom got cold feet?
I don't think so. Those two get along so well, and they've been planning this wedding for a long time. This is one marriage that I think will be for good.
What about the reception? You had dinner at the Grand Hotel, didn't you?
It was fantastic. They certainly didn't cut corners for this party. They had so much delicious food, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw the buffet table. Every time I thought they might run out of food, another big dish was brought out. Her parents must be pretty well off to make such a big, expensive affair.
I'm glad to hear you had such a good time. Do you think you'll need me to babysit again next weekend?
I'm not sure. We don't have any plans right now. I think we'll play it by ear.
Okay. Just let me know if you need me.
Page 97. Getting the Picture. 1. Why does Janet think the ceremony started late? What does the babysitter think? 2. What kind of marriage does Janet think this will be? Why does she have this opinion? 3. Where was the reception for this wedding? What kind of reception was it? 4. What does Janet think about the bride's parents? Why? 5. Will Janet need the babysitter again next weekend? 6. Is the babysitter available to be there next weekend? How do you know?
Catching on, pages 100 to 102. Listening. You are going to hear several people leaving telephone messages on answering machines. Follow the directions in your book for each of the two parts. Part A.
1. Hello, Amy. It's Mom. I still don't know what time the movie starts tonight. I'll call the theater, and then I'll call you back.
2. Amy, this is Marcia. Brett and I had another big fight. He was very angry when he left my apartment, and he said he's never going to speak to me again. Please, call me.
3. Hi, Amy, it's George. Saturday night's concert has been canceled. Maybe we could do something else, like listen to music at the Backstreet Cafe. Anyway, I'll pick you up at 6, and we can decide then.
4. This is Mr. Bixby from Party Time. It's about the big party you're planning for your parents. I'm afraid we won't be able to give you the steak dinner and the special flowers and the music for $500. For that price, you'll have to leave out something. Let me know what you want to do.
5. Amy, it's Brett. Marcia and I had a big fight again. We've been having a lot of problems lately, and I thought maybe you could help. Could you call me as soon as you get home? Thanks.
Part B.
1. This is Mindy. It's about those scuba diving lessons we were planning to take together. I'm getting cold feet. Give me a call later and we'll talk about it.
Two. Cheryl, this is Peter. I'm sorry I didn't bring the computer paper to your house this morning. I ran out of it yesterday. I'll get a new box tomorrow, so I'll bring you the paper then.
Three. Hi, Cheryl. This is Barbara. I can't go with you to the hotel in Palm Springs next weekend. I'm really broke, so I have to work some overtime. I guess I'm not as well off as you are. Thanks for the invitation anyway.
Four.
Hello, Cheryl. This is Eugene from the main office. I just found out you were sick last week. No wonder you didn't come to the party last Friday. I hope you're better now. I'll try to call again later.
Pages 102 and 103. Holding Your Own. The Interview. The San Carlos Drama Club performed a play last weekend. Reporter Ricardo Lopez is writing an article for the local newspaper about the performance. He is interviewing some of the actors and the director of the production. Check your answers as you listen to parts of his interviews. First, Ricardo talks with one of the actors.
I heard this is your first acting experience. How did you feel up on stage?
Well, just before I went out there, I started to get cold feet. But as soon as I got onto the stage, I was fine.
You did a great job. I'm sure the audience never knew you were nervous. What was the best part of this production?
Oh, it was definitely working with these people. We all got along so well. It was really a lot of fun.
Do you think you'll continue to perform with this drama club?
That's a good question. I'm not sure about that. You know, we don't get much money from such a small local production, and I'm not well off enough to do all this hard work for so little pay. Of course, it was so much fun. I think I'll just have to play it by ear and see how I feel later.
I see. Thanks for talking with me today.
Next, Ricardo talks to the director.
Congratulations on your success. It was an excellent performance.
Thank you. Yes, everyone worked very hard on this play. They should all be proud of their work, especially since we had so many problems.
I heard about the problem with money.
Problem? It was terrible. We had to cut corners for everything. First, we had to ask the actors to make their own costumes, and then we ran out of some of the makeup we needed for tonight's performance. I can't work like this. I'm leaving this drama club for good.
It's no wonder you feel that way. Do you have any plans to do something else?
Actually, yes. I'm going to start my own production company. I've already found some people to work with me.
That sounds great. I'll be keeping an eye out for your next production. Here's my card. Be sure to let me know when and where your group is performing. I'll be there.
Pages 152 and 153. More listening pronunciation practice.
Listen and repeat. Listen to the pronunciation of each of the idioms from this lesson. Then say the idiom out loud after each one is said on the tape. No wonder. Cold feet. Get along. For good. Cut corners. Run out of. Well off. Play it by ear. Let someone know.
Two. Listening. E and I sounds. You have already learned about words with the I sound as in ship. The E sound as in set is sometimes confused with this I sound. Listen to the following examples of the E sound. Please help me. I don't want to get wet. Here is a sentence with words that have both the I and the E sounds. Please put this pin next to my pen. Now listen to parts of the conversation about the wedding from the beginning of this lesson again. Some of the sentences have been changed a little, so listen carefully. You will find the sentences on page 153. Listen for the E and I sounds. If a word has the E sound, as in set, put an X on the letter E. If a word has the I sound, as in ship, put a check on the letter I. Some words may have both the E and the I sounds. Each sentence will be repeated two times.
1. How was the wedding? How was the wedding?
2. It was just beautiful. It was just beautiful. 3. I don't think so. I don't think so. 4. Those two get along so well. Those two get along so well. 5. This marriage will be for good. This marriage will be for good.
6. You had dinner at the Grand Hotel, didn't you? You had dinner at the Grand Hotel, didn't you?
7. It was fantastic. It was fantastic. 8. Every time I looked, they brought out another dish. Every time I looked, they brought out another dish. 9. They must be well off to make such a big affair. They must be well off to make such a big affair.
10. Will you need me to babysit? Will you need me to babysit?
11. Maybe we'll see you next weekend. Maybe we'll see you next weekend. 12. I'll let you know. I'll let you know.
3. Pronunciation. Short E and short I. Now repeat each word after you hear it. Wedding. Get. Well. Hotel. Every. Next. Weekend. Let. It. Beautiful. Think. This. Will. Dinner. Didn't. Fantastic. Big. Dish. Babysit. If. Wedding. This is the end of lesson 10.